Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. Thank you very much for joining us. Jim Donovan is our guest. Jim is an outstanding resource for us and for all of the people he works with. He's an author who shares his ideas with people all around the world. He's been published all around the world. He's a professional coach and trainer and facilitator. He works with people all over the world, all over the country, especially in the United States, helping them to fulfill their dreams. He's the author of a book called This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, and a book that's just about to be released, Handbook for a Happier Life. Jim Donovan, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Jim, as you know, we're pretty much covered up right now these days with a lot of distractions. And I mentioned earlier that some of the distractions are direct distractions, and some of them are indirect distractions. For example, the war, the impending war, is sort of an indirect distraction, but it's creating a negative impact on our economy that becomes a direct distraction, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, for one thing.
How do we make sure we stay focused with all these distractions going on?
Well, some of the things that help me a lot is, for one thing, I've got to get back to it. I've been watching a lot of news lately, and I'm going to stop doing that because, you know, someone told me, I was talking to someone yesterday, and she said she didn't watch President Bush's talk the other night, because she realized that whatever he said, it wasn't something she had any input on, and she didn't have any control over. If you think about that, there's a lot of this stuff that we get caught up in that we have no say in, we have no control over what's happening. So why are we involved? Why are we so intensely involved in what's going on? I'm not saying to ignore it, but there's a limit to how much we need to know.
Well,
I can't say, okay, pull the troops back. I mean, nobody's going to listen.
Well, the thing is,
troops forward or whatever I say, nobody's hearing it.
To a degree, I agree, but to a degree, I disagree with her on that. Now, the one thing is, and I know you agree with me on this, is that we do need to be informed. We do need to know what our country's doing. We do need to know. I mean, I think not listening to the president was a mistake. But what I think her point may be, and what I agree with her on, is that with wall to wall news coverage these days, we wind up just getting numbed by all the stuff that's going on, because we've got, you know, we've got all this immediate information, and a lot of times it's immediate, but it's not worth anything.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
As you say, it's stuff that goes into our head, but it's not anything we can do with it.
You can watch this all day long. I mean, CNN has round-the-clock coverage of the impending war.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to watch it like it's a football game? I mean, come on, this is life, folks.
Right, exactly.
You know, in the meantime, your business is out here, and things are happening, and people are doing business, and life goes on. You know, there was an interesting series BBC America recently, that it was a mystery story that took place during World War II, and it was about a police chief, or police sort of a deputy inspector. And, you know, you kind of forget. You think about World War II, and you forget that life was going on. There was still burglaries and murders and all stuff that
right.
had absolutely nothing to do with the war.
Right.
And it's easy to lose track and just get caught up in this whole what's happening thing. The problem is that if you own a small business, you're responsible for keeping it going and keeping it functioning. So you really have to be able to manage your attention and manage your energy. And that's a lot of the stuff that I've been doing lately.
So one of the things you recommend is that we turn off the news for a while.
Well, cut it back anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do I have to hear it?
Well,
all I have to do is walk into a store and look down. I see 9 newspapers looking back at me with the same headline.
In some ways, you know, the news availability is good, but in some ways it actually hurts productivity. I mean, especially in times like this, people just get glued to the television, and they're not getting any work done, and they're not buying. They're customers who aren't going out and buying anything.
Yeah, and you can also get a what's the use attitude. Like, well, you know, this is all happening,
right.
So why should I bother sending out this mailing, or why should I bother doing this marketing, this event?
That probably happens, too, and so it's unproductive. As I was saying earlier, it's really one of the best things we can do for our country is to keep doing business.
Sure. Definitely. I mean, we have to just keep moving. Whatever is happening. And nobody's consulting you and me about it. So let's just do what we can do and try to keep ourselves on track, try to keep our own focus. I mean, it's not all as easier said than done sometimes. But again, if you have a business, if you're running your own business, you've got to do something. People are still there. I mean, I'm still going out to breakfast. You know? People are still doing things. People are still going places.
Well, one of the things that's different now, though, I think that does, and this is another one of those direct, indirect issues that's going on. And, you know, at the same time that they're talking about going to war, it looks like we probably will be going to war. At the same time, for the first time in our history, they also are talking about retaliation on our land.
Yeah.
In the United States, direct retaliation. And they've raised the terror alert, and that gets people jumpy too, and that makes people not want to fly in an airplane. It makes people not want to go to the big cities and where terrorists may be more likely to congregate, and so it hurts the overall economy, and that's a reality. That's a direct issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's something that we have a little more control over. You know, my wife was in New York yesterday, as you know, and before she left, I said just pay particular attention to your instincts. Because I really believe that we have this built-in guidance system that will keep us out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is we tend to override it with our intellect. And I've seen this throughout my life. I've heard stories of people who had a feeling on a subway train mm-hmm. and thought it was silly and didn't get off and wound up being mugged and
right.
all kinds of things. You constantly hear stories like that. If we tune into that, if we feel something's not right in a situation, get out of it. Don't wait and see if there's danger. Get out of there before it happens. That's kept me alive through a lot of weird circumstances.
I agree with you, Jim. I've had that to happen. I think that has to do with whether you're tuned into your spirit or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you actually recognize. Some people don't even think about having a spirit, but I'll tell you, folks. You know, that's the only thing that's different between about most people. You know, this physical vessel that we drive around. Basically, there's not that much difference in anybody, but our spirits are all significantly different, and we need to learn how to listen to it, don't we?
Sure, and that's the part, that's that little voice inside that says, danger.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand it at the time, but growing up as a kid, I played with a band. And I can't tell you how many times I saw the problem coming before it got there. I played mm-hmm. in some pretty rowdy places, and it was a good idea to be out of the way before the bottle started flying. And I had this built-in radar that could sense it.
Well, and some
of
that,
I know now what that is. I didn't know it when I was 18.
Some of that was experiential, but some of it was also your as you say, that little voice in there telling you to pay attention. Stand by, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Donovan. Stay with us.
But I can't find the words. Oh, no. If I could show you somehow.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget, if you miss any part of this show, you can hear it on a replay for 24 hours after we are off the air. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's the author of Handbook to a Happier Life, just about to be re-released. Right, Jim?
Yeah, well, it's a new book. It's a whole new book. It's twice the size of the original.
All right. And it's coming out in about 3 weeks?
April 7th, I'm told, is the actual street date. You can pre-order it now. It's on Amazon now. My website.
And it's being published by our good friend Mark Allen, the New World Libraries.
New World Library, who also published Power of Now and Porter Story and some really great books.
Exactly. And Mark's book, Visionary Life and The Visionary Business. And
10% Solution.
10% Solution, all those that are Mark's book. We know Mark very well. But, Jim, give us your website now, please.
JimDonovan.com. JimDonovan.com.
All right. Check that out when
you get a
chance.
The book is linked there, and it'll be in the stores physically. This is a big thrill for me, as you understand. The trick to publishing is getting on the shelves. And,
right.
Without distribution, you don't have that, and I haven't had that up until now. You can order all of my other books through the stores, but they were never sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Now hopefully it won't be sitting there long.
Well, one thing that we know about Mark Allen is that his publishing company is very selective. It's almost a boutique publishing company. They're growing leaps and bounds, but it's very selective. And so if they've chosen Jim's book to publish, I can promise you it's an outstanding book. Of course, I already know about it because I've seen the book, so I can say that as well. Jim, let's get back into helping people focus on their businesses with all these distractions. How do we do this? We've said that, you know, we need to turn the television off. We need to not be glued to the television and everything. But how do we do that? Is that hard?
Well, no, it isn't. I think it's a matter of just aligning your energy and just getting your emotional. You know, everything is energy, and everything is thought. And I recently wrote something called Thoughts Are Things. I think everyone will pretty much agree that what you focus on and what you think about is what you get more of. And that's where the problem comes in. It's also the solution. Because if I'm focusing on what's wrong in the world and all of the fear and everything that goes with that, I'm going to start seeing more of that. I'm going to start experiencing more of that. Mm-hmm. If I'm focusing on the recession and slowdown economy, I'm going to start experiencing more of that. The flip side is if I start focusing on what's working and what's good and what's how I want to feel and what I want in my life, I'm going to start attracting more of that. So it's really about taking control of how I feel moment to moment throughout the day. And I use several tools, and one of them is really simple, is just going through an alignment exercise, which is what do you want? You can do a little clearing. You can go through what don't you want, because a lot of people have trouble with what they do want because it's easier to identify what I don't want. I don't want a pile of bills. I don't want to feel lousy. I don't want a car that breaks down, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then go to what do you want. I want my business to be running wonderfully. I want customers to be coming through the door. I want everything to be great. I want a healthy cash flow. Get all that stuff down on paper, then how do you want to feel? Why do you want it? And what that will do, those three simple steps will bring you to a place energetically where you feel better, because now you've got all this energy going around what you want and how it's going to feel and why you want it and how great it's going to be. And you can sense my energy's changing as I'm doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, okay, now what can I do today? And that's an inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that is, oh, God, I got to do something. What am I going to do today? Which is a real low energy.
Right.
And you tend to struggle a lot. I've watched my wife one time sitting there where she was like rubbing her forehead and her eyes and making weird faces. I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I got to write my newsletter. I said, not like that, you know. It's not going to be worth reading.
Well, one of the things that you do, I think, you know, you just gave us a lot of things to think about and a lot of things to do. And I think that's a great example of how to push all those other distractions out of our heads,
sure.
out of our system. Because what happens is that if we're not focusing on the things that we're trying to accomplish, then there's all this competition for our attention out there now, and on television and papers on the internet, we've got all these things flashing at us. The phone's ringing, the faxes are coming in, we got instant messaging, we got email, we got all these distractions that are automatic, and they remember themselves. They don't have to be remembered. But we have to remember, I think, is what you're telling us. We have to remember to block all that out and take some time to make sure that we're focused on what we want and what we need to do.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you have. I mean, think about it. If you're listening to news and you're reading newspapers, what is that doing to your energy? Because none of that is what you want. There's nothing in the newspaper today that you want, unless you're reading car ads or something.
Yeah.
I mean, none of your headlines, none of the first five pages are anything you want to have in your life. So it's bringing your energy down. Now you're going to try to make a sales call. Problem is, you're going through the door, you're making that call with that energy.
Right.
And I've done this, and I'm sure you have, and anybody honest in business will tell you. I remember one day I walked through a door, and I had an appointment with a guy, and I kind of walked up, but I didn't feel well, and walked up to the counter, and I leaned on it, and I said, you're probably too busy to talk to me now, right? I didn't want to be there. I was just feeling so lousy. You're not going to sell from that place. I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if I'm feeling good and I'm coming through the door, you know, you've seen those people. You want to buy from them just because their energy is so high.
Right.
I mean, I've been around Tony Robbins, and that's a lot of what attracts people to him. Is he's in that place where everybody wants to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put yourself there just by going through, what do I want? How do I want to feel? What do I want?
You've probably had people say that to you, Jim. I know I have. I mean, I've had people say to me, you know, they want to do business with me because they
sure.
just liked the positive energy that was coming out.
Exactly.
But you have to focus. You have to get the distractions out of the way and do what Jim said. Focus on the things that are important to you and make sure you've got those in front of your mind. Jim Donovan, thank you very much. The new book is coming out. A Handbook to a Happier Life, real soon. You can order it on Amazon right now, and it's coming out on bookstores in about 3 weeks. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
See you next time. Right back, folks, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.